what the problem is, and he might say, well, so-and-so got a stick of candy, and he wouldn't give me.
Wouldn't give me any of it.
Okay. Say if you know a kid that's really spoiled rotten, and you're trying to say something in the way of indicating probability in the future that this kid is going to have his problems, what would you say?
Well, he'll have trouble, so likely as not. Or he might have his troubles.
Would you ever say something like more than likely?
Yeah, more than likely he'll have problems later on.
And these trenches that are cut out by a plow, you call them?
Furrows.
And if you have a good yield, you say you raised a big
crop.
What about if you had a lot of bushes and trees on your land you wanted to get rid of? You say you did what to the land?
You cleared it.
And say if a farmer's growing hay or something, after he cuts it the first time, when it comes back up the second time, is that called anything?
I really don't know. Second cutting, maybe.
Okay. What about a piece of land? You mentioned cleared the land. What about a piece of land that's just been cleared? Any name for that?
New land.
Mm-hmm.
New ground. We call it new ground.
I don't remember if I asked this here or not, but say a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it, any name for that?
That's a volunteer.
Okay. Does that go there? I can't remember.
I don't know.
What about
I guess it does.
Okay. It's not in the worksheet. What about, did farmers ever raise wheat around where you were from?
No, they raised a little alfalfa and, of course, a little tobacco. But not any wheat, really.
Well, let's say if a farmer cut wheat or something like it up, after he cuts it, you might say that he would tie it up into a what?
Into a sheaf or a bundle.
Okay. And could you take several of those bundles or whatever and stack them together and make something else?
Yeah, now that, I don't know how many sheaves it takes to make a, I think it takes so many bundles to make a sheave,
mm-hmm.
and then so many sheaves to make a stook,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know much about wheat.
A stook?
Yeah.
You ever use shock to mean that? To make a shock?
Yeah, that could be another one.
Yeah. Same as a stook?
Yeah, I think it would be. But I really don't, I'm not, I don't know for sure.
Okay. What about how much, say, corn to the acre would be a good yield?
Corn to the acre?
Yeah.
Oh, a good crop would be, say, 40 to 50 bushels.
Okay. What do you say that you did to oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
I think you thresh them.
Okay. What about preterite? You did what to them?
You thrash them. Oats. Yeah. Oats are thrashed.
Okay. Say if these pronouns now.
All right.
If we have to do something together, you say that and have to do this.
Yeah, well, you and I would, but generally I don't. If I'm just talking informally, I might say you and I, or you and me, or me and you, or just whatever strikes me at the minute.
Again, say if we had to do something together, not just one of us, but had to do it.
Both of us.
Say if me and another fella are coming over to see you, I might say that and coming over.
Bill and I are coming over. Bill and me.
Okay. If I didn't want to use his name, I might just say that.
He and I are him and me.
Okay. And say if I wanted to identify myself without using my name, I know that the person would recognize me. I might say, well, open the door, it's just
me.
Okay.